Here at the Farm Progress Show in the Bayer Crop Science Exhibit, with me is Harry Streck, Head of Profiling and Market Support, Herbicide Research. Okay, Harry, first of all, what is profiling?
Profiling means we take the compounds that come out of our primary screens and secondary screens, and then we look at them and determine crop selectivity, which crops can it work on, and broaden the weed spectrum to see what weeds it can work on, and get them kind of profiled for introduction into the field and testing and field development.
Well, now, we've been talking a lot about weed resistance here for the last couple of years here in the United States, but this is actually a global issue you were talking about. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Absolutely. Resistance is all over the world, wherever intensive row crop agriculture is being practiced. In Europe, see it a lot in cereal fields and in corn fields, but the problem is most acute in the cereals. In Latin America, Brazil and Argentina, I mean, basically they're locked into the same agricultural dynamics as we are in the United States. They're just maybe a little bit behind in terms of resistance development, but everywhere around the world, wherever you practice one weed management strategy over and over and over and over again, that seems to be the common recipe for developing resistance problems.
And so you're getting that same message about rotation out in other parts of the world besides here in the United States?
Yes, we are. It makes sense to do the rotations and to react before proactive or work proactively before the problem is in your field. And we're sending that message out everywhere, yes.
So do they have the same kind of weeds? We're talking about pigweed and water hemp and that kind of thing in other parts of the world as well?
Yes and no. I mean, in the European cereals situation, most of the problem weeds are grasses. So we have black grass, we have silky bent grass, we have rye grass that are resistant to the group 1 herbicides, the ACCase inhibitors, and to group 2 herbicides, the ALS inhibitors. Those are the biggest issues there. In Latin America, we do have some similar weeds, like Johnson grass in Argentina is a big problem and growing problem, and we have mare's tail or horse weed in Brazil is also a very big problem.
Well, this kind of fits in with this new theme that you just introduced here, One World to Grow On. Tell me a little bit about that, the purpose behind that, that Bayer Crop Science is trying to get at.
For me, it means that we recognize that there are similarities throughout the world. I mean, and there are some platforms that help combat problems that have similar angles. But of course, one world it's a big world, and there are a lot of differences. We recognize that, of course.
Well, and it's all about feeding the world, feeding a growing population, and if we lose some of these effective crop protection strategies, we're not going to be able to do that, right?
Absolutely. I mean, for one example, China came out of nowhere in the last 3 years to become the biggest corn importer in the world. And where are they going to get that corn from? I mean, they're working themselves on increasing their production capabilities, but American farmers are helping to sustain that import capability. And it's you know, we are in one world. We have to feed 2 billion people in the that are 2 billion more people in the next 25 years, and so we just have to become more efficient, even more than we are now, and increase that over the next few decades.
When we talk about different modes of action to control weed resistance, what are some of the things that the types of modes of actions that Bayer Crop Science is recommending to growers to keep all of the new modes of action effective?
Right. Well, as you know, if we as an alternative to some of the glyphosate systems, we have the Liberty Link systems, which is glufosinate. That's a totally different mode of action. We strongly recommend using pre-emergence compounds like in the corn, the HPPD chemistry with Corvus and Caprino. Those are some specific examples.
Okay. Well, Harry, that's all the specific questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, I mean, I'm really thrilled to be at this Farm Progress Show. This is my first time here. You know, they don't let us research guys out too much, you know, but I'm very impressed with the dimensions, the size of this whole thing, and I'm looking forward to seeing more of it.
And you are getting, we get a lot of visitors here from all over the world.
Yeah, I traveled on a plane from Chicago this morning. I was in Knoxville, Tennessee early this morning, but the plane was full of Brazilians who were all talking about it.
And they're all coming here. Oh, yeah. Great. Well, thank you so much, Harry. You're at the Farm Progress Show. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.